Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to U.S. National Elections. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Today we have U.S. congressional candidate running in Arizona's 9th congressional district, Mr. Giles, in the studio today. And he's going to talk about a little bit about himself, his run for Congress, and his hopes and what he would like to accomplish for the American people. Before we get started, for those that are listening in, you can follow us on Facebook at U.S. National Elections, also on Twitter at U.S. National Elections. Dave, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Dave. It's great to have you on the show. Before we begin, I just realized that I made a mistake when I created the show, and we're only going to have a 10-minute or 15-minute show, so I'm going to have to ask you to come back on at another date, so I want to apologize to the audience
okay.
and to you for not putting the right time in. So I'll let you go right into it. Talk a little bit about yourself, then we can talk about Arizona, and talk about some national issues.
Okay, a little bit about myself. I began my career with a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering degree working for New York State Electric and Gas. Working as an engineer, I soon swapped over to information technology. And from there, I took a position working in Saudi Arabia for the Saudi Consolidated Electric Company, where I soon began a transfer over into the executive staff on the senior vice president at Aramco. While I was there, I learned how to windsurf, I learned how to scuba dive, and I earned my MBA, and the last person I worked for now is the oil minister of Saudi Arabia. I returned from Saudi Arabia in 2002, took a couple of consulting positions with Wells Fargo, where I continued my education, and I got two Bachelor of Arts degrees in theology, and I also earned my jet pilot rating. So that's kind of what I've been doing up until a few years ago, where Congressman Matt Salmon, when I was volunteering in his office, I asked him what I could do to displace one of the Democrats that are voting our country into the ground. And he said I should run against Kyrsten Sinema. And after talking with my pastors, I figured that I was capable. I had enough technical ability. I had enough business experience, international experience, where I could run against Kyrsten Sinema, and that's what I've been doing. What I would like to do is I was so upset and mad at the way the country was running. We were just giving ourselves away. We were spending money irrelevant, like there was no end to it, and our country was just not taking care of the American people. And when President Trump first came down the escalator and announced he was going to run for presidency, I was probably the happiest guy in the world, because we needed somebody who had business savvy, who would run the country with a business, who would have an accountability and responsibility to him and work for the American people. And he has done just that. Our unemployment is extremely low. Businesses are coming back that were overseas. Regulations for businesses are going down. Our stock market's gone sky high. No matter what avenue you want to look at, our president has created an economy that's the best economy in the world and is growing. And I want to support him and be on that same bandwagon and support him. I'm going to stand beside President Trump and grow America. I carry the Trump banner in CD9 proudly. And this is where if we can make all the areas even better for all Americans, we're going to be doing great. And that's what I want to do. I want to fight for security by continuing to build the border wall. I support the Second Amendment. And since I've been back, I've also created a federal firearms company where I can manufacture firearms and weapons up to explosive devices. So that's one of the things I support, Second Amendment. This is all for you, you the people. I also want to fight for your affordable care, making it more competitive by getting the government off your back so that no government agency is going to tell you what doctor, what hospital you can use or what facilities are available to you. They're not. The federal government has no business being in your business when it comes to your health care. And finally, I support the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And the government has overstepped its bounds in many, many areas and gone to get powers given to them by the Constitution. I want to reduce duplication and abuse. They need to be eliminated. And what is not specified in the Constitution needs to be returned to the states. So I wanted to let you all know I support President Trump. Our economy is growing. I want to be on the same page and grow the economy and jobs for you, the people that are out here in all of America. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. If your jobs are increasing, the wages are increasing, you have more options, your safety and security is there. We have a great military he's built for us. All of security is the federal government that we want to stand in with and support him. Anyway, that was a quick little book that I wanted to get into you. Did I make your time limit, Chauncey?
That was
I'm out
awesome.
Of breath for
Thank
running
you.
So hard, you know?
Thank you so much for wanting to stand up for the American people. And you laid out your platform very, very well for why and how you're going to go about doing it. You want to represent the people of Arizona and the nation. Yes, government has gotten way too big. We have duplication of services. The left and even some people on the right have made political patronage jobs and political corruption by contractors and things of that nature that we need to get rid of, okay? And that money's got to go back to the people and the taxpayers. You live in Arizona, and I guess one of the biggest challenges to Arizona is border security. Can you talk about how your state has been impacted by illegal immigration and how it's changed since Donald Trump has gotten elected?
Well, what's changed is, you know, the border wall's going up and there's been less illegal border crossings happening. Less drugs are coming in across the border, and drugs are a big problem for us here. They're coming across the border and going throughout the United States. And that's why the border wall being built and the security on the border is going to benefit everybody in America, because they have sanctuary cities across America that are where the people are running to and where the drugs are running to. Not to mention there's human trafficking. Children are coming across the border. They're being sold as sex slaves. This stuff is atrocious and needs to stop. We need to get our border wall in there. And that's one piece of the security. The other pieces are having a good military to protect us around the world. And one other piece I wanted to point out is the final role of security is you, your own personal defense, because a policeman is never going to get there in time to stop a rape or in stop a robbery. You have to take your own responsibility for your own self. And I would encourage everybody, you know, to take some training lessons in how to handle a firearm, buy yourself a firearm, be competent on it, and understand that the last line of resort for your security is you.
This is true. That's why we have to protect our Second Amendment. And I always say that guns don't kill people. People kill people. And you can't legislate morality. So the more laws that you create to try to combat gun violence, it's not going to work, because you're dealing with mental health issues as well as a criminal. A criminal is going to find a way to get a gun illegally. And all you're doing is hurting law-abiding citizens throughout the country.
That is correct. Now, any laws that you restrict on the weapons, law-abiding citizens will obey the laws. The people that are the criminals and the people that don't obey the laws are going to get the guns and cause the harm anyway. So it's best that you understand how this works and that you can take care of, be competent for yourself. Of course, use the police whenever you can. You know, don't walk into a fight. It's better to call 911.
Amen. It is. What are some of the other national issues that you might be passionate about? What do you think about prescription, lowering prescription drug prices and things of that nature?
Yeah, we got to get the government out of the way of this. There's a lot of regulations that are causing problems. And allowing companies and individuals to buy drugs across state lines and other places. Because you can buy a lot of the drugs, you know, out of the country that are afforded out there. For less money, you can pay for them here in America. And we just need to get the government out of the way, get the price gouging out of the way, because if you can sell a product for $6 in another country but want $600 here, something's just not right. There's price gouging going in there, and there's maybe some over-regulations that are going in there. We just need to address these issues and let the free market handle it. Allow them to buy all your drugs from overseas, then, if you have to.
What do you think about President Trump last week meeting with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to work out a Middle East peace plan and try to create a Palestinian state? What do you think about that?
There is a Palestinian state, to the best of my knowledge. It's already there. And working out a peaceful solution, negotiate whenever you can.
Right.
Just keep the pressure on, keep negotiating. And even if they have to build a more secure wall so they have stop people from going back and forth, and maybe they could do that as well. But I would always encourage President Netanyahu and President Trump to work together to try to negotiate a peace as best they can. And one of the other things I was going to mention before our 10 minutes is up, President Trump is coming to Phoenix on Wednesday evening. I'll be able to have dinner with him prior to the event, and hopefully I'm going to get his endorsement at that time. So this is where we're planning to go. So, and I want to express my best for the president, and God bless the president, and God bless all of the people here in America.
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm going to have you on, I believe, another one of our platforms. I believe U.S. National Politics or Conservative Talk Radio. I'm not sure. But before we close out, I want to say thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for wanting to stand up for the American people. And please, if people want to volunteer to your campaign, if they want to donate, if they want to contact you, can you please share that information with our listeners?
Okay, my website is www.daveguilesforcongress.com, and that four is the F-O-R, four. And on there, there's a place where you could volunteer. There's also a place where you could donate. And we're trying to get some funds for President Trump. So currently, I'm trying to ask for all the funds we can possibly get for President Trump coming here on Wednesday evening. We want to support him as much as we can, and supporting me in essence to support him as well supports President Trump. And my email is dave@davegilesforcongress.com. You can send an email there, or you can go on to askdave.com and record a message there that I will receive and reply back to you.
Thank you very much again, Dave, for being on the show. A very talented gentleman out of Arizona who has international business and technology services background, more than capable of wanting to serve Arizona and the nation. We're very thankful to have him on talking about what he believes in and what he plans on doing for the American people. We're very thankful. Please join U.S. National Elections next Monday at 5 o'clock as we have U.S. Congressional candidate James Baldini running out of New Jersey district in New Jersey. This is U.S. National Elections. You can follow us on Facebook, also on Twitter. You can follow me at Right Talk Radio host, or Right Talk host on Twitter, and Right Talk Radio host on Facebook. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, America first, and God bless you all.